Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back. It's another award-winning episode of the Craig and Greg Show. We're happy to have you along for another leadership conversation. And we're going to start off today with a leadership four-letter word.
Actually, you're trying to count three four-letter words.
It's a word that I think sometimes that people, I don't know, that they seem to shy away from it. Especially where I see this is leaders, if they think that they have to do this with somebody under them, they're like, oh, I'm not going to do that. They think it's fine for everybody under them to do it with them, and that is accountability. I'm not sure why that is, that leaders think that, like, well, all of you people need to be accountable to me. Well, who are you accountable to? I'm just accountable to myself. That does not send a good message.
That's a recipe for disaster. Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Why do people not want to be that? I'm a leader, and I don't need to be held accountable to anybody or by anybody. Why would somebody think that?
I think there are leaders that like accountability, but those that don't probably need it more than the ones that allow it.
Of course.
How's that for?
Yeah, those ones that say,
we kind of doing off script right there.
Oh, the ones that, you are 100% right. I think the people that say that I don't need it, you need it.
Exactly. Or maybe more, you know. Right. Maybe fear of being wrong, punished, you know, but I think there's also ego behind it. Yes. Like, I'm in the corner office.
Yep.
Not very long if you're not accountable, right. You know. But I think it's just a fear of failure, and or they don't want someone close, which we've chatted about in different series through our podcast. That if you want that teammate, that associate, that member of your team to be transparent, accountable, honest, open to coaching, you got to do that. You got to lead it yourself.
Sure.
I think that's...
Well, and I think I found it with some people, I think that maybe the accountability might say there's some chinks in the armor, because if I tell you I'm going to do this, so I've told you, and then I don't quite measure up there, and then they think, oh, no. People are going to think I'm not all, maybe I don't deserve the corner office because I didn't hit that mark. Right. But if I don't tell you what mark I'm shooting for, you know, it's kind of, I loved there was a Charles Schulz Peanuts cartoon, and it's multiple frames of Charlie Brown with a bow and arrow, and he's shooting, and you can't really see where he's shooting. But then you finally see the fence that he's been shooting at, and the arrows are all over the place, but he walks over with a bucket of paint, and he paints a bullseye around each arrow in the fence. And when somebody says to him, you know, that's not how you do it, and he goes, yeah, but my way, I never miss. Ooh, you know, so you're not holding yourself accountable. If you're not telling somebody the target that you're aiming for, then every time that you go poop and shoot it, you go, ta-da, I did it. I hit the mark. Well, how do we know?
What's the benefit of being accountable for the leader and the team? Because I think we have to make it a positive word.
Yes.
To me, it maybe was delivered growing up and being, you know, kind of a emerging leader at that point. Like, well, that's a punishment word. And I'm going to use a sports analogy. I remember there was a JV football coach that if we messed up, you know, went offsides, didn't block the right guy, you know, went the wrong direction with the ball, whatever, he would send you on laps.
Yes.
Yep. So your punishment is being healthy and exercising.
Right.
Think about that.
Right.
So no wonder why, you know, when you're done playing football, why some football players get large. Because I don't want to run because it's not a penalty anymore.
Yep.
I think if we could switch that, Craig, and make accountability a word of growth.
Yes.
Maybe even unifying the team, like, hey, even the boss made a mistake and he fessed up, or he acknowledged it. And we now know it's safe to be accountable. Unfortunately, it starts with us, right? Yes. Us leaders. But I wonder if we can make it positive versus like a...
Well, I think...
Hand slap or whatever.
Yeah, and I think that accountability, here's how I always think about it. First of all, like what you just said, leaders always have to go first. I guess that's the example. But I like saying to somebody, here's what I know I can do this. I know I can get to this level. I'm going to stretch. I'm going to try to stretch myself. I'm going to work at it, and I'm going to try to go to here. Would you check in with me to see how I'm doing? That to me, that's still accountability, but it's saying, you know, listen, maybe I'm going to get a little encouragement from you. That's going to, on the days I'm thinking about skipping today.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Greg might be calling me to check in, and I want to be able to say that I did it today. So I think that being willing to be accountable to somebody is going to push you and help you get to a higher spot. I think you can grow more than if you say, well, I'm going to do it all on my own. Because I found for me, I am more likely to judge myself by what I intended to do than by what I actually did.
Yeah.
Because I'll make the excuse, well, I intended, but I was going to do this, but the tornado sirens were going off and I couldn't get to sleep on time. And so then that I had to sleep in the next morning. But I intended to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same thing as actually doing it.
No. I wonder about accountability, speaking of getting to the next level, if the leadership team said, hey, we're approachable.
Mm.
And if you see a chink in the armor, I will not be defensive. I may not agree, but I want feedback.
Yes.
Likewise, then you're given the permission to talk to an associate, a teammate, a staff person to say, you know, that could have been handled different. What would you do different? I'm going to stick with my guns. And so we kind of set that culture of not coachable. I really think accountability, like for me, you and I are both healthy. We like to get up, eat decent, go to bed at a decent time, read, not just sit on your phone, whatever. I think hiring a coach for my health years ago, I got more out of it than if I would have done it just myself, like pushing myself, like you get one more rep in, maybe go up 5 more pounds. Why don't you go 30 more seconds on the treadmill and sprint? And so another person might actually pull more out of us, which is get back to our coaching and consulting page on our website. It's like, yeah, they have the best for us. They're not picking on us. And I think switching that to a positive, like, we're going to get more out of you and you're going to get more out of us, and that's going to feel good versus leaving it.
Talk a little bit about, because I think I kind of heard the undertones there. Is there a linkage between accountability and encouragement or maybe motivation? Is there a linkage there? How does that?
I think encouragement happens after you're not just intention, but it's implementation. But I think the confidence that comes out of being accountable and you hit the mark does change, motivate. I want to do that again. So it is motivating. Yeah. It's not, I got my wrist slapped again. I'm not going to even show up early anymore,
Sure.
But I think it's a motivator if the accountability relationship or words or the person is a positive versus caught you.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's caught you doing wrong versus catch you doing right. Big, yeah.
I think that's what I would say. I think it's a motivator, but it's not a caught you. It's like I had lunch with my college coaches just the other day, and we were chatting about, things that happened during the seasons and football and baseball and just having fun reminiscing. And I razzed one of my football coaches. I said, you didn't give me a letter when I was a freshman. And you thought that was going to motivate me.
Hmm.
And he looked at me, goes, now looking back, I said, this many decades, you finally admit it, and we laughed about it. But from a motivating, it's almost like I hit the mark. What's the next challenge?
Yeah.
If you're hungry,
right.
Someone who doesn't expect much out of themselves and just wants to be safe, accountability might be a threat.
Sure.
What do you think? You've had staff where you're, he's coming, he wants to meet.
Yeah.
What about?
Well, and it's, I found when I've been in new leadership positions, or you're around people that you haven't worked with before, that as soon as you make that call, when you be like, hey, can you step into my office for a second? It's almost like getting called down to the principal's office. You know,
bingo, bingo.
What you want me? Come right now. And then you're like, hey, you know, this is a good thing for you to come in here, because I want to challenge you. I want to get to the next level.
What was that word?
Challenge.
I think that's it, Craig. Yep. I think accountability, if it's a challenge, like, I know you got more in you. You can play two more minutes on the basketball court. I'll take you out, put you back in a minute and a half, get your breather, get some water, put you back. Oh, you took me out because I threw the ball away? Oh, I don't dare make another mistake.
Yeah.
And so a challenge, that could be a motivator. Like, you know, I see this in you, and you don't see it in you yet.
Yep.
But what a great opportunity for us leaders to develop others.
Well, and we've talked about, so we have a book coming out here, a book that we co-wrote called Business by the Book.
His chapters are better than mine.
And we're not going to tell him who wrote which chapter, are we?
I think it does. Yeah. It does say it. Yeah. The second book I'm going to do much better on.
Okay. All right. One of the things that we talk about in there is, in this book, is about vision casting. And we say that the rest of your team's not going to catch your vision unless you're exhibiting it in your own life. And I think it's a lot like that with accountability too.
Bingo.
You're not going to have everybody else signing up to be accountable. If you just say to the people on your team, like from on high, you guys are going to be accountable to me on this, but you're not going to do it the other way around. They're just looking for what's the bare minimum so that I can get by this thing. They're not looking to excel or to grow. They're not looking for the challenge.
Yeah.
The challenge for them is just like, okay, did I do just enough?
I hate that word.
Yeah.
So teammates that I had, you know, for, you know, two decades or more, I would just say, yeah, I think I missed my opportunity in that sales call.
Yep.
So with that vulnerability, like, oh, you missed a sale? Whereas they probably thought, yeah, he never misses a sale. Like, you know, like take baseball. Yeah, he always hits the ball. No, a good batter's 3 out of 10.
Right.
You know, and that's everybody wants to be a 3 out of 10er, right? But I think a challenge needs to be safe. Like, okay, so you pointed it out, or I shared, I went, you know, what would you do this week, you know, a little better? Oh, well, Greg's already said 3 things, so I'll give you 1. And so that's good. You know, like I'm working on myself to be better. But if they see you in, you know, on high, you know, in the throne, yeah, probably not going to be accountable or vulnerable or transparent, because they're protecting themselves, you know, from being scolded. I wonder, Craig, when someone gets into leadership, whether they're emerging or an experienced one, does their childhood affect accountability?
Oh, sure.
This is off script again.
Yeah, so. I think so. I mean, because you could have, there are some people, you know, what do they call it? The carrot or the stick, you know, so the some people, the motivation is just, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And I think that some of the accountability feels like that, like, oh, you're setting up a standard here so that I'm going to get in trouble.
I'm going to fail. I can't. Yeah.
But, and again, like I said earlier, and I'd throw this out as a challenge too, especially if you're new in a leadership position, you might be an experienced leader, even moving into a new position. It does take time to get to that level, like where you're saying, hey, can you step in my office? And they're not going, oh, what did I do wrong? Or when you say, hey, let's set some goals and we're going to be accountable. Oh, great. You're setting me up for failure. You know, it does take some time for people to realize, no, wait a minute. It's not a bad thing when I get called into the office or that leader stops by my desk to chat. Yeah. It's not a bad thing to set these goals, even if they seem a bit like that's a stretch goal, because my leader's trying to stretch as well and is being transparent and vulnerable with me too. So it does take time to get there.
I wonder for leaders that are listening to or are viewing our podcast, if they've hired someone, I wonder if maybe one of the first questions on onboarding is accountability. What experiences have you had in the past? Mm-hmm. So if they're bringing 3 experiences that were negative, you and I, who just hired a new person who was amazing, probably needs some encouragement,
yep,
you know, safe, to say, hey, we're going to be accountable, but a little different than how you were treated before. Because
right.
I think accountability, and I had one staff person who just didn't trust. And so she felt like every time you had a meeting, it was, did you put that in my personnel file? You know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And so I wonder from a ongoing, do we onboard and say, you know, what has been your experience with accountability? Because we really want one. And so then you hear they, you know, it was a bloodbath in their past job or two. You're like, ooh, we don't want that. So it might be a chance.
Maybe even backing up in the interview process saying, you might want to say that up front. Like, hey, we want to push each other. We're going to do some stretch goals and we hold each other accountable here. How do you feel about that? What's your experience been with that?
Have you had that? Did you have any like accountability negatives?
I don't ever remember anybody asking me those questions at positions. I certainly had it with like some staff members that were new when we'd say, here's what we're going to do. And then they'd be like, why? I'm just going to do my job. Yeah, you are, but I want you to grow beyond this job. Where I stopped hiring people for positions. To me, that was kind of like saying, here's the job description.
Yeah.
We're going to try to find somebody to fit all of these corners. I would rather hire a really good person and say, okay, let's just kind of craft a position, a job description based around where you're good at. So then I was able to say, we're going to set you up for success. You know, before we started recording, the three of us were watching a little bit of a baseball game and talking about like there's some batters, you know, where I could put the ball someplace. I'm putting it in your wheelhouse. You're going to crank it if I put it there. Isn't that what we want as leaders? We don't want to try to strike out our teammate or I'm going to throw the pitch that you're not going to get. I want to say, let me find the spot.
Like a pitcher.
Yes.
Batting pitcher.
Let me find the spot where you are really comfortable and you can hit it out of the park from there. And that's what accountability is saying, do you trust me that I'm going to get you to that spot?
I think we're onto a couple of really great points. Like trust could be an issue, punishment, you know, like, you're putting that in my file.
Yep.
I think reassurance. So this is a chance for us all to get better. So I noticed this. What would you do different?
Sure.
And then the next time when you go out, whether you meet with a client or you do something in the shop or whatever, how'd it go? You know, it was better. I appreciate you pointing that out. Excellent. So now we're together kind of bringing up the, it's acceptable, it's normal. But I've had a couple experiences with teammates, staff that they must have had a bad experience, didn't know it.
Sure.
So, you know, they would come in to the office and, you know, have a pen and paper, like they were going to, you know, write stuff down. Like he said this, you know, that was not very nice of him or I misinterpreted what he meant and he didn't spend more time clarifying. This is not a protect yourself.
Right.
And I think that's where the breakthrough for accountability.
Yes.
So I love the word, if you break it up, it's not in our notes, this is my third time off script, but it's account of your ability.
Yes.
And it's not really, you can't do it, so we're looking to get rid of you.
Right.
This is your ability. And it's in your wheelhouse.
Yep.
And I just think, we're going to account for your ability.
Right.
Versus accountability, it's a naughty word. Like, oh, you're trying to catch me. No. I just want an awesome you.
Right.
Our customers do. Our vendors do. Your teammates do.
Yep.
You have a John Maxwell on the notes.
I do. Please do that one. I like this. He said, commitment with accountability closes the gap between intentions and results. That's what I said earlier.
Yeah.
If I'm a leader of people, I have to invite them to come into my life to hold me accountable. They won't automatically do that without an invitation. There's no rank and file member on your team that's going to walk into the point leader and go, all right, hey, listen, you know, I'm looking for this. But if you bring them in and say, listen, I'm challenging you to stretch in this area, and this is where I'm trying to stretch. Let's meet and hold each other accountable on this.
I like it.
Then they'll do it, and I think you'll get some amazing people that will really start stepping up.
I coached high school sports for a lot of years, and I can think of players at different teams that I coach that after practice or after a game or during film session, they would ask, so coach, you saw the game from a different perspective, or not what did I do well? Because that's the stats. You right. did well. You threw a good pass. You kicked a good field goal, whatever. You made a great tackle. What do I need to work on to be even better? And I had players like that. And I think as leaders, we want teammates to come in and say, hey, I got a sale, but I solved a problem for a customer, but what else could we equip you with to make it even more successful? Sure. Oh, I think I could do this, you know? So I wonder if there are people out there that are hungry for excellence, but I really think we need to set the stage that it's not about beating you up.
Yes.
And then saying, hey, this is what I learned. We've laughed at different times in our podcast that, you know, somebody like, you've done really well, Greg, in life, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I made some pretty good decisions in business or sports or whatever. And I could write a nice thick book on things that kind of went as expected and went really good. I could write a dang trilogy of books on the things that didn't go well. And there's where accountability and improvement
yep.
really comes in. You yep. know, there was one other quote that in our notes. Accountability means taking responsibility for words and actions, for your mistakes and for your growth. And I think if we do both, it's not a mistake caught you, aha. It's, hey, that one, you know, the outcome wasn't what we wanted. What contributed to that, and what would we do different as a group?
Right.
We're still talking to Mary or John, but right. overall, this is a growth opportunity. Right. So instead of a punishment or a put it in the personnel file. And, yeah. But man, can you imagine, Craig? Let's say there's a beautiful company out there that has 50 employees, and they're a tool and die shop. Mom and dad, you know, started it. You know, kids are taking over, and you're like, if they had a culture of accountability as a priority and safety right behind it, like we're not trying to wrap your knuckles with a ruler.
Right.
We're actually trying to nudge you to become even better. And so we've got a vernacular now to talk about, hey, yep. how did you do in that last meeting? You know, I thought about this. You said something. I made a change. How'd it go? Awesome. And that's feedback, right? Yep. That yep. accountability is good. So,
yep. Well, and I think that, you know, maybe one spot where we might be able to help you with our coaching service, maybe if you say, well, this accountability idea sounds a little bit, it sounds good, but I'm not sure that I have anybody in my organization right now.
That's very good.
I think this is a good spot to look at an outside coach because you're not going to get embarrassed. You're not going to get, in front of my people, now they've seen me mess up. But if you go to maximizeleadership.com, check out our coaching page, and you can, at the bottom, there's a form you can fill out. Just say, you know, I'd like to try accountability with a neutral third party, not somebody a part of my organization. This is where our coaches could step in and work with you on that. And I think that what you're going to see is it's not as painful or as awkward as maybe you have thought that it is. Or like Greg said before, maybe you got a bad experience. So we want to help you have a good experience with this. And then I think what you're going to discover out of that is something that you're going to be able to implement throughout your organization. So check out those coaching resources that we have there. Please check out the full library. We've got over 100 plus issues, episodes.
And we're not that old.
I know.
Oh.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That we've got. So check out, especially if you're watching us on YouTube right now, there's a link there to the full library of all the videos, and you can search up what you're looking for there. But we also would love to have some feedback from you on topics that maybe we haven't covered yet in our 100 or so episodes. Maybe there's something that you say, hey, why don't you address this? Why don't you talk about that? Leave us a comment on that below, or on X, you can reach out to us at Maximize Podcast and just say, how about this topic? Or give us some feedback. Hold us accountable, if you will, on this episode.
Well, you, and not me.
I need some accountability. But, and otherwise, just stay tuned, because we got lots more resources that are going to be coming your way real soon, because we want to see you soar as a leader, because when you do, everybody else around you is going to get better as well.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.